Proverbs chapter 2, verse 9 says, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." We ended our previous devotional with that verse, and verse 9 is a summation. If what we did what was in the first five verses, then what we read in verses 6 through 8 were promises of what God would do for us. And verse 9 sums it up, saying, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness, judgment, equity." Not just what it is, but how to live a life filled with all of the above. And it's just neat to look at the scripture. And of course, I give some commentary in these devotionals, but you know, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. If you want to learn the Bible, you need to learn the Bible. And that sounds maybe crazy at first, but it's just the way it works. The more you learn the Bible, the more you kind of patch things together. Here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word of truth. God said about Abraham in Genesis 18:19, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." Now we could talk a lot about how that after at least just a couple of generations, Abraham's offspring through his 12 sons, Abraham and then Isaac and Jacob and Jacob's 12 sons. And within a few generations, there's apostasy setting in. But it wasn't because of Abraham. Abraham lived these things: righteousness, judgment, equity. And even Solomon, who we've talked about how he fell away at the end of his life, but there was a span of few decades where things like the Queen of Sheba tell us when she visited in 1 Kings 10:9 that after she had visited, she said, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice." And there are other examples. That's the kind of guy God likes to bless. In Isaiah 56:1, he tells his people, "Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed." And of course, this verse in Micah 6:8, the liberals love to use, but it's a good verse when it's used correctly, when it's understood correctly. Micah 6:8 says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good." I love that. "He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." So these are the basics for living. And they lead us to then what verse 9 ends with. "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path." Every good path. Or we should emphasize every good path. People take the wrong path. Why? Because they don't have God's wisdom. They don't follow it. If they do, some people know it. Like Solomon at the end of his life, but he stopped following it. You have to know it and follow it. It's like traveling through life with a map, and you have a compass, and you have good direction. Well, what about nighttime? The light of God's Word, then, is like a big spotlight, lighting our path when things get dark. And that's the wisdom found in following God's directions.